Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are
Hi.
You? This is Emil, customer service. How may I assist you?
Okay. I'm a little upset right now. apparently what had happened was there was this contest. They told me that I had won this Yeti backpack and that you had to pay for shipping, which was, I don't know, seven something. And then if you used a MasterCard, you would then get an additional 10% off. So it would be like $6.95. So I had given my Gap card because that was a MasterCard. So what had happened was a couple weeks later, I get a letter from my credit card company saying that there was unusual activity. So I contacted them, and they had told me that Limitless had charged my card $6.95, which I had, you know, known about. But then they also made a charge of $68.89, which I have no idea who that Limitless is.
Alrighty.
So it is like a scam to get it, because now I understand that I'm not even getting a backpack. It's only like a contest, and that, you know, they had my credit card number, and so they used it for something else. So it's like a big scam. So I'm a little annoyed. So I would like the $6.95 to be credited plus the $68.89.
Okay. So, one moment. So here, let me look into this. So you were explaining that you were charged.
I'm what? I'm sorry.
I was expressing that you were charged, correct?
I was charged $6.95 for the shipping because I was under the understanding that I had won this backpack and that I was just paying for them to ship it to me. And then, like I said, I got a letter in the mail from my credit card company saying that there was unusual activity on my card. And so when I called them up, they had said that there was a charge by this Limitless, which was apparently who the $6.95 was going to. They charged my credit card $68.89 on November 20th. I never ordered anything from them. And, you know, the only explanation now is that they, when they got my card number, they charged something else.
So what's your zip code?
08736.
First and last name?
Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E. Last name is Vanderpile, capital V as in Victor, A-N, D as in David, E-R, capital P-Y-L. Sometimes people put the Vanderpile together. Sometimes they, you know, it's supposed to be two separate words. So I don't know how it's listed in the system.
What's the last 4 digits of the card the purchase came off of?
What was that?
The last 4 digits of the card that the purchase came off of.
I really don't even like to give that information out, but it's 1335.
We can't do anything with 4 digits of a card. But yes, ma'am, thank you for that information. Could it so happen to be under someone else's name?
No.
Alrighty. Let's see. And spell that last name for me. That's V-A-N.
D-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Capital P-Y-L.
P-Y-L. And then that first name is Janet, J-A-N-E-T?
No, J-A-N-I-C-E.
Oh, I'm Janet. Yes, ma'am. The only last option I do have is to try to look it up with the email, but it's not showing any of your information within our system. Do you so happen to know the name of the contest that you was entering into, or what you was entering the contest in for?
It was for a Yeti backpack.
A Yeti backpack. And what number did you call today?
Let's see. They told me to call 866-203-2146.
Okay, so I do have a different number. You can try to see if you are into their contest because your information is not within our system at all. You can try to give this phone number a call to see if your name is within their system to see if that's the company that charged you. But other than that, if you're not within their system, then it would be best to have your bank to, you know, proceed with the dispute. Would you like the phone number?
Yeah. Well, why did the bank tell me to call that number?
Numbers do recycle, ma'am. Your bank is only providing you information that they see as well.
Okay. What is the other number?
855-855-605-605-4506.
Okay, and how come Elijah knew about the contest?
I'm confused. Huh?
I said, when I was talking to Elijah, how come he was aware of the contest? He was the one who told me it was a contest. It wasn't like you just got one.
If you was expressing something about a Yeti cooler, most likely it's a contest. I would have explained that information to you as well.
Right, but if you're saying that you don't know anything about that contest, that it's not your area, then how come he knew about it?
Because we get these calls all the time, ma'am. That's why I just provided you a number to call, so that company could possibly locate you within their system. Now, any other information about how they would know, they possibly enroll into a contest as well. But yes, ma'am, if you call that number, you'll probably get more information.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys are running a scam.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.